You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we look at issues of work and rest in a 24-hour world. But first, funding for the UW system has been contentious since the last state budget cycle, with $250 million in cuts to the UW system. Now Governor Walker announced plans to give new funding to the UW system schools based on performance. There have been mixed responses to that proposal and how effective it might be. Nico Savage joins us now. He's the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and he wrote a piece looking at reactions to Governor Walker's plans and the effectiveness of performance-based funding. Nico, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with our definition. What is performance-based funding? It's also called outcomes-based funding.
Right. So this is the idea that you tie the amount of money that a higher education system gets to how it does in certain categories. Now, these vary by state and they vary by college, but some of the ones that we've seen are things like the number of graduates that a college produces, the graduation rate, the number of graduates who are placed in a certain field or who have degrees in certain high-demand fields. Basically, it's tying your funding not just to, you know, what you got in the last budget cycle, which is how universities and many state agencies are generally funded, but more to how those universities perform in certain categories.
So there's that aspect of it, and I understand it also has the potential to change the relationship between the university system and the state legislature, which has been troubled lately. Right. What did you find out about how that could change?
Sure. This is a point that's brought up by proponents of performance-based funding, which is that essentially it forges better relationships by getting state officials, state politicians, and university officials to kind of sit down and agree on what constitutes their universities being effective. You know, a complaint that you often hear from politicians is that universities aren't responding to the needs of the state, that they're not being held accountable. And you'll often also hear from university officials that, well, what does accountability mean? We think we're being accountable by doing this. An argument from proponents of performance-based funding is that it basically sets the rules. It says, you know, this is what it means to be accountable. This is what it means to meet the needs of the state. And this gets people to kind of be on the same page when it comes to what they're talking about.
How widespread is this kind of funding elsewhere in the country?
Very widespread. There's over 30 states that have it, including here in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's technical college system receives, at this point, about 30% of its funding, or distributes about 30% of its funding, based on how technical colleges perform in a group of nine categories. This would be the first time that we've seen it for the University of Wisconsin system, but it's in place, you know, elsewhere in Tennessee. Almost all of their higher education funding is based on performance, and there's a big variety in how these performance-based funding models have been rolled out across the country.
And is it applied equally, as far as you know, in states that have that don't have Republican-controlled legislatures? Is it something that's not a partisan sort of issue?
To an extent, it has been more popular among Republican politicians, according to some research from a UW-Madison professor, Nick Hillman, more popular among Republicans. But you've also seen in Tennessee, it was a Democrat a Democratic governor who put higher performance-based funding in place. So it's not a directly partisan issue, but you've definitely seen more of a push to embrace it among Republicans.
Now, UW system funding was cut pretty severely in the last budget cycle. What has
Right.
the governor said about how using this new outcomes-based funding system could change the way UW gets funded next time around in the next budget cycle?
Right. The governor has said he wants to include new performance-based funding for the university. That would reverse a trend, as you mentioned, that we've seen over the past several budgets of UW seeing its funding cut. It's been cut in five of the last six state budgets, most recently by $250 million over 2 years in the last budget. And university officials and backers of the university have been saying that you can't afford to keep cutting the university system and have it maintain its quality. If there is indeed new performance-based funding for the system, that would be a fairly substantial change over what we've seen recently. The question is going to be, as it you know, always is in these sorts of situations. How much new funding is it going to be? And what are the rules? You know, what are the performance criteria going to be? How are you measuring UW's performance, and how might that impact things?
Has Governor Walker said what he'd like those rules and criteria to be so far?
He's given some indication. There was a release that he did, his weekly radio address, where he mentioned, you know, basing it perhaps on the number of graduates who find jobs after they graduate, a job placement. That's a popular one. That was one of the categories that he's mentioned. But there haven't been too many specifics so far as you know, what this would be based on, and again, how much money would be on the table here.
And if this performance-based evaluation again goes through, would the UW system and various officials get the chance to weigh in on these goals?
They say that that so far, according to UW officials, the governor's office is open to collaborating with them. They want to be a part of this process. They don't want it to be something that is kind of prescripted. So it sounds like they're probably going to have a seat at the table, which proponents of performance-based funding say is very important. You need to have you can't just kind of bring this system down from on high, they said. There's got to be some work between the university and the state as far as setting that up.
And have UW officials made an official statement about their response to this suggestion of beginning performance-based funding?
Sure, yeah. One of the things that they say is that, first of all, they want to work with the governor, they want to work with the legislature on that. They also say that they track a lot of the data that folks have indicated they want to see in this, things like graduation rates, things like the number of dual enrollment credits or time to degree. I mean, what UW says is, listen, we've got this data already. We're tracking it. We're happy to share it to show what we're doing.
We're talking with Nico Savage right now, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and we're talking about Governor Walker's plans to begin performance-based funding at the UW system. And Nico, you know, as you begin something new like this, the question is, does it work? Is it effective? Does it help students and the university itself? And you got a couple of different perspectives on this. You began talking with UW professor Nicholas Hillman about his work. He studied this. What did he find?
Right. Professor Hillman reviewed 12 different studies that compared states with performance-based funding and those that use kind of more conventional models. And his research basically found that performance-based funding didn't make much of a difference. It said it showed little or no improvement in the graduation rates or the number of degrees awarded in states with performance-based funding compared to those that didn't. And he argues that this basically shows that, performance-based funding doesn't quite live up to its promise to make universities more effective or more responsive to student needs. And what he says is that, you know, this is in part because getting a student to graduate college is not, you know, as simple as, you know, processing a form quicker or something like that. It's not something where just one person is involved. This is, you know, we're talking about advisors, professors, and all these different factors that go into whether or not a student graduates from college. And he says that, you know, it's hard, even if you put an incentive there, which is what performance-based funding is, it's hard to necessarily change that when you have so many moving parts. Now, proponents of the funding model say that it's too soon to judge a lot of the performance-based funding initiatives that we've seen. I mentioned Tennessee as a state that has nearly all of its funding coming based on performance, and what proponents say is that, you know, even that state has only had that for a few years. And if we're going to talk about graduation rates, and it takes folks 3-4 years to graduate, you know, it's going to be a while until you start to see a turnaround in those numbers. So they say it's too soon to judge the data on whether or not this works.
Now, Professor Hillman at UW, in his study, he said that there could be unintended consequences that could unfavorably affect people of color, students of color, for instance.
Right.
What did he say about some of those things?
Right. Essentially, the concern that Professor Hillman raises is that performance-based funding could exacerbate inequality within higher education. So a couple of things. First, when colleges are judged on their graduation rates, he says, they might get a little more risk averse, and in the eyes of college admissions officers, that could mean extending admissions offers to fewer minority and low-income students if they think that those students are less likely to graduate. That in turn could make institutions less diverse. He also said that the schools that have tended to benefit most under performance-based budget models, they're often those institutions that already have a lot of resources and also tend to cater to more well-off students. Less well-off colleges, those that don't have big endowments and that often tend to serve minority students and low-income students, they don't tend to measure up as well in those funding models, and they don't tend to see as much of the benefit of new funding.
And did proponents of performance-based funding models, did they respond to those particular concerns?
Yeah, and they say that the way that you address those issues is to essentially design your performance-based funding system well. You want to make sure that you, for instance, give colleges incentives to reach out to whether it's underrepresented minority students or low-income students or students who are veterans or who are disabled. You want to give them incentives to reach out to those students to avoid those negative consequences. For instance, in the Wisconsin Technical College system, one of the measures is the percentage of students who are from groups such as racial minorities, veterans, disabled students, low-income students, that sort of thing.
And this is a measure that Governor Walker is calling for in the next budget cycle. So what are the next steps here?
The next steps are going to be waiting to find out what's in the budget that the governor is going to propose. We'll find that out early next year. We're going to see the kind of full budget proposal. So it'll be a question, first of all, of what's in the governor's budget and then what the state legislature wants to include. And we'll be doing a lot of that next year.
Nico, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about reactions to Governor Walker's call for outcomes-based funding at the UW system. Coming up after the news, we'll find out why new data shows a flexible schedule isn't a license to slack off. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.